This is a Pinball News production.
All right, so I am Robin. And with me today is the whole team. Well, almost the whole team. We're missing a few. But it's my brother Martin. He's like the co-founder of Pinsight. There's Dan in the back. Brian. We've got good-looking Pete. Justin. And I guess the other Pete, right? And then, of course, our columnist.
I'm the American.
And he's all known to you as LTG, of course. So no introduction needed, I think. Anyways, for those of you who don't know the site, so Pinsight is like the largest online community for pinball. It brings people together. That's what we're trying to do. We've got a game archive. We've got a top 100 list. We've got a community filled with stories. There's the map where you can find places to play and find locations for other pinsiders. Of course, we've got the forum, right? That's probably what you all know. We've got a marketplace. We've got the events section, the My Pinsight, and of course the Kook, which you probably don't really understand. It's a Dutch word. I don't even know what it means, but it's our game room. So, anyways, I'm kind of curious. How many of you know Pinsight? I mean. Okay, that's not bad. And how many of you have an account there? All right. And so, who visits like? I mean, do you visit like once a week or? You know, I don't know.
Daily.
How many visit daily then? Okay, that's not bad. Okay, so. Let's start with some numbers, just you know, to give you an idea of the you know, what the site's all about. So, at the moment, we have a little over 23,000 people signed up, but that's been over the course of 12 years. So, only 13,000 have signed up in this last year, which is still, I think, a lot of people, and about almost 6,000 this past month. So, those are quite active, and then. We like last October, I think we had about almost 5 million monthly page views, so that's not bad. Let's see. So a lot of, I've been walking around here for a couple of days, and everyone comes up to me and they're like, you know, how did you get into pinball? And the thing is that, I still have one slide. Okay, so I'll get to this one. So this is what a lot of people wonder about. Where does everyone come from? So it's about 76% US, 10% Europe, about 7% Canadians, and 5% down under in New Zealand. So so that's about where the people are from. And some other fun stats. So we have about 58,000 games. If you're on Pinsight, you can like register which games you own, which are in your collection. So from the active accounts, we have around 58,000 games registered. So there's like 6,000 locations in the map location database. That's like 15,000 games to play in the wild. So that's a lot. And last year we had about 5,500 ads placed on the marketplace. And to give you an idea, if I were to take like only the ads that have a listing price, like an asking price for the game, that totals about $12 million going through the market. So there's really a lot of stuff going on. Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, pinball has really gone down from location, and fortunately, it's on the uprise again. So, but yeah, that's. I mean, when I was when I was getting into pinball, I was like 9 years old, and I would do a lot of camping trips with my parents, and would go to France. And France is, you know, France is known for having a lot of pins on location, especially back then. So, I have vivid recollections of, you know, games like Dr. Dude. I would spend hours studying, you know, the cartoon balloons and of course, Whirlwind, blowing the wind in your face, and Earthshaker. And there's one other game that, you know, I have really a vivid recollection of. And that's, I mean, I still remember, like, yellow pop bumpers and the dollar bills on the play field, and there's this thing with a ball spinning in it.
Millionaire.
Guess, yeah, that was Millionaire. And back then, I really loved the look of that game. I don't know what I was thinking back then, but but I played it here. It's a cool game anyway. So, but anyway, you know, that was France, and then pinball started to disappear everywhere. We used to have some in my hometown, but they all went away and were replaced by like photoplay machines and lots of slot machines. It was really disappointing, and so I kind of forgot about pinball, to be honest. And it wasn't until like 1998 when pinball kind of found me again. So I had a friend. He worked for a moving company at the time, and he phoned me up. He said, "I've got this game I got from a customer. He gave it to me, and I have it in my house. But my dad, you know, he said it's loud, it's noisy. He wants to get rid of it. So do you want it?" And I'm like, "Sure." So that was my first game, and it was this one. 98, 20 years old. So, I mean, we played this game from the day we got it, just every evening, like 2 hours, 3 hours. You know, all my friends would come over, and we were really getting into it. I loved looking under the playfield. It was the first time I discovered how flippers would work, how slingshots would work, and that was really cool. And but yeah, you know, what happens with pinballs after a while? They break down. So that's what happened to the Dr. Wu as well. I would play my multi-ball, you know, get in the zone and reset. And of course, that was the Brits rectifier giving me crap. So that's when I thought, oh, let's look up the internet. I mean, the internet was already there for me, you know, so I Googled it. And that's when I came on sites like, Clays. Obviously, I mean, helped me fix that problem. And then there was the IPDB, which kind of, you know, it let me discover new games, and RGP, where lots of discussion was going on. So, that was like in the digital world. But then in the physical world, I also started to, get into trips around the country trying to find pinball. I joined the Dutch Pinball Association and really got into it. And this led to us buying our first game, right?
Yes.
And I still remember my brother had a job, and I didn't. I was a student back then, so we kind of saved up money together. I still remember we were like standing there next to the machine. Are we gonna buy this? I don't know. This game, you know, it's like $600, and it was a Twilight Zone. So you can imagine. So that were great times. And that's when the ball really got rolling, right? I mean, once you start, it just keeps on going and going. So, yeah, we start buying games and enjoying them. And, you know, and at the time, I was still studying. I was doing multimedia design in Amsterdam, doing websites, stuff like that. So, I needed a new way to channel this enthusiasm for pinball. And so I thought, let's make a database, right? So I started up a database. It was in good old Access 97. And basically all the information that I found went into there. So photos and lots of numbers. So I tried to find numbers anywhere, like Marco Rossignoli's pinball book. In the back, you have all these white pages filled with numbers. So I tried OCRing them, and then getting that, you know, in Excel and from Excel into the database. And it was just a lot of fun. So anyway, for me as a nerd, probably sounds pretty boring to you, but. Anyway, so in the end, the database had about 900 games, and I mean, I built a search engine for it, which was really too complex, because you could find like any game that had more than two flippers, more than three bumpers, more than four drop targets. No one needed that functionality anyway. But I did it, so it was just fun to do. And then I hooked the thing up to the internet, which was a problem in itself, because I only had like three people simultaneously could visit the site. So, yeah, that's... But anyway, that's what was the foundation of the solid-state pinball database, and that became pinside.com. So that was November 18th, 2002, and we needed a cool domain name first, right? I mean, no one's gonna visit like it was earandeye.com/robin/sspd or something like that. So we needed the domain. So we figured, let's go for pinball.com, right? So I typed that in, it was taken. So then, yeah, then we thought, oh, pinball, but it was a bit too long, and then went to pinside, and then pinside, which you can, like, make pincider. So I think we figured it out quite quickly, right?
And then stuck.
It stuck, and everyone seemed to like it. So that's how the name got chosen. And when we started, it looked like this. I don't know if any of you can remember it. So we had the R guy, of course, and then there was the cook, which the game room, and we had the community section, people could write stories, and we had a section called Opinion, which later became the top 100 section. So, you know, we posted stories, tried to write interesting content, but to be honest, 2002, there wasn't a lot happening in pinball, at least not for us. So, I mean, the site would change very little over the years, and Here it goes. It hardly even changes between those 2 years, 3 years. So, we thought we needed something new, right? And that's when we, let's see, where's my next slide? Oh, yeah. So that's in the summer of 2008, we decided to redesign it. We just started a business together, but, you know, we had some time to spare, so we thought, let's do a redesign, do it modern technologies and stuff like that. It took us several months to build it from scratch, and the first version of that looked like this, I think. There it is. So you pretty much recognize the current homepage. It's still pretty much like this, changed just a little. But so anyway, so we launched this in April 2008. And we eagerly awaited, you know, for the visitors to go through the roof. And we thought, this is going to be big, right? So we waited and waited and, you know. Not really that much happened, really. I mean, design alone is not really a reason to, I guess, to come and visit a site. So, okay, I mean, we noticed people would drop in from a Google search that browse the site, maybe write a story or do a rating, but not all that much. So we thought, okay, you know, we need more user participation, like, you know, like a Pinside 2.0, you know, like a, I don't know, like a...
Hey, Robin.
Huh?
I think I've got an idea.
I'm in the middle of something.
Yeah, that's right. But those people can wait. It's a great idea. I think we should start a forum.
A forum?
Yeah.
All of our 10 visitors... discussing like three topics. I mean,
well, it'll grow rapidly. So
yeah, and then the headache would really begin, right?
It will be fun then. We should do it.
I don't know. Anyway, with this short debate, the forum was born. So this is what it looked like at the start, and It didn't really start off that rapidly. So I think a topic would stay on the homepage for like 3 months, I don't know. So something like that. I mean, we did it all, you know, very slowly, you know, and no marketing. But people started to find the forum. And we could, you know, see a very gradual climb in visitor numbers. So this is from 08 to 10. So that, and we went to about 4,000 to 5,000 page views per day. So not bad, right? So if you compare it to like the current visitors, you know, it would look like this, and then it really kind of took off like this. So right now we have 160,000 daily page views, and that's just the forum. So that's really quite a lot. I think we also have some numbers, if I'm correct, just to give you an idea of how the growth went. So, well, 08 was like only 2 months, but you see, in 2009, we had 500 topics started. And then, you know, it tripled, and then it went like five times, I think. And so it went up pretty quickly. And in 2013, we had over 750,000 posts going on, and like from 6,600 different people posting. So yeah, and you can see it in the graph as well. And I don't know if you noticed there's a slight dip in there as well. And can anyone guess what it is? Or like what causes that dip there? It's the summer. obviously people have other lives than pinball. They go out and enjoy the sun, I think. But anyway, so we see that every summer we see like traffic going down a little. And there's also a peak there, which is right around October of last year. And that was, of course, the expo. So that's one of the busiest times on the forum. And this particular peak is caused by some seminar given here. I don't know if you can guess it, but it was a Friday night. It was around 9 in the evening in Holland. I'll let you guess what that is. Anyways, so we had a lot more users. But that's also that's a lot more posts, of course. But it's also a lot more problems. You know, because more people to your party, more stuff breaks, I think. So that kind of poses a lot of challenges for us. I mean, all this growth, you know, we want to try and keep everyone happy and try decide to be like a positive place. And, you know, that's not always easy. You can't please everyone. We try it, but, you know, there's lots of birds with different feathers. And so that's a big challenge for us. And another thing is that's difficult is to remain independent. I mean, you know, we try to be unbiased, and that's not always easy. A lot of people PM me on a daily basis. You wouldn't believe it if you saw my mailbox. But so yeah, that's a challenge as well. And another thing I think is a challenge is, you know, too many users. At one point, you know, it's going to be too much to handle. I'm not sure. We'll have to see that. And another thing a lot of people ask me is, what happens if you decide to stop with this thing? Because I'm the sole, you know, the owner of the site. I run it, and obviously I have my brother to help me. But you know, what if we decide, you know, it's too much and we don't want to do it anymore? That's the thing we have to think about. So those are challenges, right? But I think the biggest challenge that we face today is just taming this beast that we created. I mean, there's just so much going on, and yeah, we try to keep it a cool place. So, but anyway, there's someone who can tell you a lot more about that.
Me.
And that's you, right? This is our newest moderator. And that's Pete. So?
Hey, I'm Pete Mathis. I'm the newest moderator. You might know me as PM Wolf. I'm the idiot who has like 90 machines and put in an elevator and dress my wife up in Tron costumes and, you know, stuff like that. So I'm that guy. Robin was looking for new moderators. I sort of threw my name into the hat, and surprisingly enough, he somehow didn't do his good research and picked me. So I got to be a moderator. And I'm telling you, man, it was like one of those initial shocks, and I'm running around high-fiving my wife, Julie, all day long, and, like, it's a huge honor. What's that?
She's high-fiving back.
She'll high-five you. I did realize, though, that when I got picked, it was just like this panic. Like, I don't want to mess up a good thing. Pinside is an awesome place. You guys know that. It's been great before I was there. It'll be great long after I'm gone, kind of thing. So you sort of, like, want to show up and, like, not screw things up. So you're watching a lot of stuff. And then instantly, as soon as you log on the first time as a moderator, there is so much stuff going on behind the scenes that I had no freaking idea was going on. I mean, there's like all these new buttons. There's all these topics that start showing up in red that only the moderators can see. There's these topics that show up in yellow. They're like, if you do something a moderator response for them, that just you see it and the moderator see it. So, you know, sometimes you'd sit there and you'd be like, oh, man, there's this guy is just a total tool. How come, you know, Pinside's not doing anything about it, kind of thing? And then you get to be a moderator, you're like, they've been talking about this for like months, you know, and all these things going on behind the scene that I just didn't know was going on. So there's a lot of stuff, and there's that learning curve where you're trying to figure out and you're trying not to screw things up. And then you realize how cool all the moderators are. I mean, they work their behind off, and you just like you're like, these guys are so good, and they're so like calm, and they're so respectful, and they're doing their best. And again, none of us are perfect, okay? I mean, I'm doing the best I can. We're doing the best we can all the time. Every once in a while, you know, you might mess up something, but these guys, they're much better than I am. You know, you got somebody being a tool, and you've got your all caps response, stop being a jackass, and then you're like, oh, I better delete that. I can't really send that anymore, kind of thing. So, you know, you're trying to, like, be calm, kind of thing. as far as moderating goes, for me, I kind of, like, am doing it like what I know. I'm a school teacher. So moderating is kind of like being a school teacher. There's going to be days where people aren't having a good day, and you got to sort of, like, talk them through things. And, like, we're not out there trying to ruin anybody's day, kind of thing. Like we let a lot of stuff go. Every once in a while, someone is being a little bit out of bounds, and you got to, like, hey, let's take a little break for a little bit. I'm not out there trying to ruin anybody's day. There are some people who want to be, like, sarcastic and funny, and they come off being kind of jerkish. So you got to calm this part down. You're raising your hands. Yep. But most people's really, really cool about it, kind of thing. You know, I was talking to a user the other day, and I had to eject him from a thread, you know, because he went out of bounds a little bit. And he's like, oh, yeah, I deserved it. Like, you were cool about it. It was great. You know, I'm like, oh, well, thanks, man. I'm not trying to be, you know, personal about it. really, I mean, ultimately, I'm going to say this is just the greatest hobby in the world. I love this more than anything. I mean, I love seeing all you guys. I love going to these shows. I love all that stuff. We all have that interest. We all have that passion for pinball, kind of thing. And you know, as a reminder, please remember that some people are very passionate about their things too. And, you know, we're just trying to get along, kind of thing. Some topics show up and they're just, wow. They're almost like religion. Anybody starts talking about Jersey Jack and it's like, wow, MMRs. Holy smokes. I mean, some of those threads are like, I'm waiting for you guys to start eating each other. It's okay. You can disagree with people. It'll be fine. Just, you know, try not to name call in the meantime, kind of thing. But it's been a lot of fun. I've really, really enjoyed it so far. I hope you guys enjoy it, too. I mean, and again, we're very available. We're very approachable. PM us if you've got something that you don't like how we handled it. Again, I'm not going to pretend I'm perfect. I mean, there are times where I made a decision and I went, you know, maybe I could have done that better. You know, again, I don't want to rock the boat too much. I don't want to mess things up. So you're never going to make everyone happy because there's a whole group of people who don't want you to moderate anything. You know, if I want to call somebody the worst name in the world, I should be allowed to. And if I want to post pornography, I should be able to. And then there's people who are like, hey, you know what? You should moderate everything, you know. Some guy looked at me funny, and now that's what's going on. And that's what a lot of our abuse reports are. You have pages and pages of people, and you go through it, and you're looking at this, and you're like, oh, is this a real valid complaint, or is this someone who's just upset at somebody else? Is this a petty bickering thing, or is this, you know, something I got to go after? So I think Blontal, she couldn't be here today. She wants to make everyone a moderator for one day and see, like, how many people got ejected on the first day. I think that'd be an awesome idea. Don't do that. Just so you know, kind of thing.
Interesting.
So, yep. So anyway, that's my part of it, and we'll send it back to Robin. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Pete. Okay, so that's a lot of stuff about the forum, but Pinside's more than a forum. The forum is like the glue between it all, right? I mean, because there's other stuff to do on Pinside. So my brother and I kind of debated how are we going to tell people about it. What about, like, doing a top 10 list? So let's do that. I mean, number 10, you can read interesting stories, you know. Just go to the community section and read what others have to say, why they got into the hobby, and, you know, find people close by and stuff like that. And how they got into pinball, it's all cool. So number 9, you can brag about your last night's score, right? This is my Metallica score here, like, couple of months ago, and at over half a billion, and okay, my game's at 5 balls, but, you know, anyways, so you think, I'm great, you know, and then you post it, you know, and you look at the list, and then you're not so great anymore, because there's always people going to beat you, and they're all on 3 balls, so, okay, so number 8, you know, logical, you can sell a game on the Pinside market, like Metallica, right, because you're not so good at it. No, honestly, don't do that. That's a great game. So, number 7, you can, like, find out who else owns a Whitewater or any other game. You know, so like here we have, you know, people owning a Whitewater. So there's currently 694 owners, and there's also locations listed where you can play it. So, All right. Number six, you can contact other pinsiders. You know, like you can contact someone. Hey, man, want to make a shirt for me? That's cool. Or you can like ask someone. Hey, you got a game for sale? Is it still available? Or you know, you can just say someone. I really dig your mods. You know. Pinside mail. Number five, you can check for events. You know, we have an event section, and you can look at what's coming up, like Pinball Expo. So, and you can see who's going. Like, there's over 200 pinsiders at Expo. They're not here, I think, but they should be somewhere around here. Number four, you can read reviews, and that's really handy. If you're eyeing a game and you're like, let's read some reviews and see what other people think. And there's positive reviews, some not so much, but you know, it's a handy tool. So that's the reviews. Number three, you can find places to play. Like, this is Chicago. I just went in the city for a couple of nights, and there's lots of pinball there. For instance, you've got Logan. I mean, that place is awesome. So you can find it on the map, and that's really handy. And number two is your own collection. Just, you know, list your games, show people what you have, and you can also have a history of games. And there's a wish list, so you can like add games that you might want to have, like this random list that we got here from someone. And well, some people kind of overreact, but anyways, there's. You need to have wishes, right? And number one, I think one of the most important things, right? I mean, Pinside Karma, right? So here you can see, you know, the current kings that we have of Karma. And hey, look at that. Dan, you see that?
It's mostly from tagging stuff.
Hey, Lloyd, you should post more, man.
Yeah. Well, I've only been there a year or two.
Oh, then it's not bad, right? 16 million.
We got 50,000 some over in Rick Games Pinball.
How many do you have on the pin side? We should do a count on that.
At least the majority of it's help.
That's true, yeah. I don't know if you know it, the Dear Lloyd section, but it's the thing that he runs. And yeah, give it applause for that. I mean, that's one of my favorite sections. So anyways, so the forum's been running for 6 years, right? But, I mean, we've seen like a lot of cool stuff happening, and so I asked the moderators, you know, what do you think is what's really an epic topic for you? What do you think was really, really special? So, guys,
for me, there were a bunch, but the first one that came to mind when he asked the question was Rotor Dave's epic adventure. I like the fact that you got to see his the progress of him moving across the country, meeting all the other pinsiders and having a great time, and seeing what all this country is about. And the hearse, can't beat the hearse. And how much, you know, just we're taking bets on me and my buddy, how many pins he could fit in that thing, and still have his family in there too. Yeah. But I think that was probably my favorite one from this past year.
I'm Brian. I'm Gwen Post. I've been a member of Pinside for, I think, since 2010. And as Pete already touched on, it gets a little crazy on the forums. You know, you would think that there's never anything positive going on. It's always just everyone hates each other and you know, calling each other names. But there's a lot of really good stuff, too. And my favorite topics are the ones where it brings out the best in the community. And you see, whether it's like a tragedy that happened, you know, someone's down on their luck. An example would be someone posted, said, hey, a friend of mine needs, their daughter needs a wheelchair. And it was they had a Kickstarter going. It was unbelievable how fast the community came together and got that girl a wheelchair. And you see that time and time again. People could say the meanest things 1 second, but then if someone's in need, it's amazing to see how the people in the pinball community on Pinside turn out to help them. So those are my favorite threads. I'm not the bad stuff happening, but seeing the community come together to, you know, help people out.
I'm still Pete Mathis. As far as epic topics go, my favorite one is I started a thread about a game called X-Men,
And like 9,200 posts later, it's still going. So that's kind of like...
It's the number one, actually. Number one topic.
I want to see it get to 10,000. I don't think it has the legs to do it because it still needs like another...
They need a software update, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
To get that going.
Because I want to see if the number rolls over if we break the site. But anyway, that'd be one of mine.
Hi, I'm Justin. I'm Fat Train. I've been on PinSide for like 4 or 5 years, something like that. If there's one thing you can always count on, people in PinSide is telling you exactly how they feel. And another fun thing you can count on is everybody exercising their own unique talents and skills, like little PI detective skills, to find out what goes on behind the scenes. And one thread that is a prime example of this would have been, how many people remember when they had that Star Wars for sale that was signed for like $5,000 or $6,000 or $10,000 or whatever it was, and then a PinSider halfway through basically looked up and, you know, the guy's like, oh yeah, it's sold, it's a done deal, and then the whole thing like went through eBay to like his friend or his dad, or the whole thing was just a complete sham, and then it was just pages and pages and pages of like just waiting for that original poster to come back, just waiting for that guy to come hang out. So, you know, there's all sorts of fun stuff that goes on PinSide, so that's one of the ones that comes to mind.
Hey, y'all. Pete, the Dude Abides. I joined PinSide around 2009. And my favorite thing isn't a certain thread. It's kind of when I joined, I didn't know anything. I didn't know how to fix anything. And when I joined, there was only like 30 people at a time on the site. And still, when I would post a question 5 minutes later, I'd get an answer and I'd fix it. So I learned everything I know kind of from that small group. And today, it's the same way with like vids, how to, and Larry. I mean, those guys, those guys are, what I really enjoy about the site, because they really just share their knowledge and there's nothing really to gain. They're just here to help everybody in the community kind of learn how to do something that's very important, fix our machines, have them run right.
Well, one thing that comes to mind for me is, there was one topic, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, and in that topic, people decided they wanted to buy Robin a pinball machine. So they were just saying, well, we should buy, this guy is great, he designed all this, we should just collect a pinball machine for him. So they started doing that, and they started bumping the thread over and over and over and over again. And in the end, they succeeded. So they shipped a pinball machine to my brother, and I think he still... We were both amazed that, because the community was quite small back then, and we were both amazed that this bunch of people would go so far as to buy a whole new pinball machine out of the box just for this website. So, well, that was really brilliant, and I was lucky because I got to play it as well, so that was nice.
Larry here. I'm new to all this, so I just hope you people bear with me, as I've just recently joined PinSide, and I hope you'll help me fix my games. I don't know that I have a favorite epic topic or anything, but one thing I've been helping people fix their games online for over 15 years. We're talking Usenet groups, forums. Some have come, some have gone, some have slowed down. But one thing I've seen, a common thread on through most of it, and you see it on PinSide huge, and something I've always loved, no matter how ugly some things have gotten, no matter, even if 2-3 people are just really going at it, somebody pops up, needs help with something, and everybody drops all the hostility for 5 seconds, helps, and then goes back to the brawl. And that's, I felt, has always been a very special part of pinball, because I've seen in other hobbies and things where you can't post a question or help or even offer free stuff without getting flamed to hell and back, and then they wonder why their hobbies die. And one of the big things I would think where we've seen pinball over the last 10 years is because there is help out there, and I hope we never lose sight of that.
Absolutely. Please give these guys a good applause, all of them, because, I mean, I think they're great. Without them, PinSide wouldn't be running, you know, so please, a little hand. Thanks, guys. Okay, so I think there's one thing left in this little presentation, and that's the future, right? I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't look that far in the future. I enjoy doing what we do right now, and I never expected it to be this big, right? So I think we're just going to continue doing what we're doing. But we do have like a short list of features. Well, we have a long list, but there's like a couple of features that are on top of that. One of that is I would love to have like a price guide, you know, but something that's like completely transparent, like our top 100 system, you know, where you can like everyone can like give their estimate on a price. It shouldn't be about whether you want to, you know, upsell, you know, up the price because you're selling a game, but you know, just everyone should be able to have a guess, and then we can like mangle these numbers together and give people an idea of what the price should be. Because right now, if you need a price information, you could go to like eBay, but those prices are way up, and that's why I took the pricing off the site a while ago, because I didn't think it was helping the hobby to have these listed on Pinside. So that's one of the things that I would love to do. And another thing is, of course, apps. And I don't believe in like having an app that replaces the basic functionality of the site or the basic look of the site. But I do like apps that kind of extend on it, right? So all the phones have like a GPS. So if you're like in a location, you're like, hey, there's a pinball machine here. You can check, is it in the database yet? And if it isn't, you can add it. Or you can be like walking in Chicago, you're like, where am I going to find pinball, right? So you can have an app to do that. So that would be nice. And another thing I would like to do with this is being able to report problems. I think that would be a huge help for operators as well. So you're like playing a game at a location and something breaks. What are you going to do? You're going to go to the bar staff? They don't care. I mean, so there's a phone number on the game. You can call that number. But I don't think an operator likes to be called at like 12 at night if he picks up. So it would be nice to have like through the app, you can like report problems and have the moderator, you know, get a notification of it and go out the next day to fix it. So that would be cool. Another thing I would love to do is like do like some kind of yellow page thing, because there's a lot of businesses out there, but I don't know many of them, you know. You have to like Google them and stuff. It would be cool to like bring them all together on Pinside, have like, I was thinking of naming it something like the Pindex or something, where you can like find where you can have a like a local person to repair your game, or you know, like a distributor nearby, stuff like that. That would be nice. And I also have an idea about having some kind of newsletter. You know, maybe you can like follow some topics, get notifications on that via email. That's going to be a huge burden on the server, so I have to like do that right. But I think it would really work to have that. So those are some of my feature plans. But you know, all these plans, I mean, it takes a lot of time. And when I started to work on the site, it was like only a couple hours a day, and now it's gone up to like, well, actually, it's a full-time job right now. So, and the thing is, or the problem is, that it doesn't pay like a full-time job. So I have to kind of juggle with that. And I mean, it's not like it's an imminent problem right now, but I'm going to have to think of a way to generate some money with the site. I mean, the donations are great. Without it, the site wouldn't be running. I mean, it costs a lot to keep the stuff up. But I'm going to have to do something. I figured maybe like doing a small percentage of like the market sales, you know, like the 12 million I mentioned earlier, if I would only get like 10% of that. I mean, you know, that would be nice. Just to get me started, right? Or another thing, I figured maybe I should do something like ads. And, you know, actually I hate ads, but someone kind of convinced me that it's also nice to have them. If you have like Jonathan's magazine, Pinball Magazine, there's a lot of ads in there, right? And these are not annoying. I mean, it's cool to see that Cliffy has new products or that CPR is running a new play field. So ads could actually be beneficial, right, to see them. So maybe it would be like a triple win situation where, you know, the sellers, you know, the manufacturers have a place to like bring stuff under attention instead of it going down the forum in like 2 hours. So, you know, so that's also something that's in the future, and I'm not sure how it's going to work. You know, I'm really careful with this thing. I mean, it's my baby, and I want to be careful not to ruin anything. But you know, I just wanted to give you guys a heads up that it's going to be all flashing banner fest in like 2 months, right? Okay, no, I'm just kidding. But I think that's it, right? I think. Yeah, so maybe some questions for some of these guys, or?
Well, this is not a question, but more of a thought about the price cutting part. It's something that's been talked about in the community for a long time. Of course, it ties in with grading, so you need some kind of published grading system to candidates for that.
Yeah.
I think the other thing you could do to avoid your dilemma about buy and sell, if you look at stock markets, when you go behind what's reported in the superficial moves, you get down to, there's two numbers. There's an average bid or offer price, and then there's an average asking price from a seller. And if you keep those separate, you say, people who want to buy are making these kind of offers, and people who are looking to sell are making these kind of offers, then you never have to get into that hassle of what is the actual meeting point.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk about those two sides and leave the two sides as two different price points.
Yeah, that's definitely a good idea. And I mean, we've been experimenting. I don't know if you've noticed yet. There have been some numbers back on the site, price numbers. I'm actually looking for feedback on those. I've been pulling some data from some things, you know, like anonymous data from the market, but also from collection items. I want to be really careful because it's, you know, obviously a lot of you don't want others to know for how much your game sold, you know, and if you input that data on your My Pinside section, it's private, right? So it should remain that way, but we can anonymize it maybe and use that. So these are thoughts that I had. And another difficult thing about this is that you have to like grade the game where you, you know, is it poor condition or good condition? What's a good condition for you? You know, how picky are you? So these are all big challenges, and that's probably why it hasn't been really done in the right way, I think, in my opinion. So, but yeah, we should start a topic on this and get the ideas going. But in the back? How many?
Moderators.
I think we're missing Blontzahl.
Tiger Law.
And Tiger Law?
And Abso.
Oh, and Abso, yeah. So,
That's it.
Yeah, so three more.
So, Pinside's wide open for you right now.
It's a wild
yeah, the ratio is crazy, yeah.
Be nice.
Other questions? Yeah?
Are shirts here?
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, if you... We've got the shirts here. If you come after the seminar, I'll give it to you.
Your population data, does that reflect inactive accounts, people who dropped out?
You mean like the percentages?
Yeah, you show the total population of people that have signed on. I wonder if it's inactive account or somebody drops out, if that reflects the data.
I think the 23,000 something was, that's like over all time.
And 76% USA.
Oh, that one. That's actually like a month. That's the last month, and it's like visitor numbers over the whole site. So it's not just the users. It's like also the lurkers, people with no account. Other questions? Yeah.
Have you ever added up all the? If you go into like all maps, different locations, add up all the machines there.
You mean like collection games? I think we had that stat somewhere.
Well, it's way back. But
yeah, 58,000. Yeah. Other questions?
Dan is me from Basilica, California, asks, will you post the PowerPoint presentation on Pinside?
Oh, well, it's not PowerPoint, so that's...
You post whatever presentation.
I'll try and export it. Yeah, sure. No problem. Remind me, please, when I get back, and I'll do it. All right. Over there?
Do you own or co-locate the server?
It's a dedicated server. It's located in Canada. Not sure why I did that, but I chose Canada, so... It's kind of close to everything, I think, and but it's a dedicated server. It's quite a beast, but it's been running nicely. So, right? Anyone else? No smart remarks. Okay, cool.
You have a guy in Crispy, moderator.
I forgot my Frisbee.
Oh, Crispy, moderator, the Australian dude, the only guy.
Sorry, oh my God! Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. Dude, I'm sorry.
Blondell says
And I'm confident in that. Okay, well, I think that's it then. Huh? Thanks for coming.